In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. One of the great difficulties with the church in the modern world is this desire that some people have to conform the church to the world, to be in step with the spirit of the age. Because from the very beginning, the gospel has been very different from the world. And even before the gospel, when it was the Old Covenant was very different from the spirit of the world and from the culture and the religious practice and basically everything of the surrounding peoples. This is why it was such a difficulty for the children of Israel to be faithful to God. You know, they looked around and said, we're doing things different from everyone else. Let's just be like everyone else. And never worked out well for them, did it? This is why God gave his word to the prophet Ezekiel. And it was sour when it was sour in his stomach and yet sweet on his lips. It's sweet because it's the truth. It's sour because, you know, it's something that's going to encounter opposition. What is your opinion? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, will he not leave the 99 in the hills and go in search of the stray? Not if he's smart, he won't. Because if we as human beings leave our 99 sheep alone, go look for the one, we're going to maybe find the one, but when we come back, the 99 are going to be gone. The wolves will have eaten them, or someone will have stolen them, or they'll just have wandered off too. And yet God does go in search of the one, because he's God. It is not the will of God that any of the sheep be lost. God doesn't play a numbers game. We as human beings do. He doesn't. And that's part of the point of the story, is that with God, it's different. And whether it be the teachings of the gospel, which are contrary to the way the world looks at things and have always been, or whether it be the commandments that God gives us, God is different. And that from that it follows that we as Christians need to be different too. And if we find ourselves out of step with the world, that's a pretty good sign that we're doing what we should be doing. And if everybody loves us, that's a pretty good sign that we're not doing what we should be doing. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.